Hey, are you a regular passenger of Danfo buses? Are you a car owner or a driver who has ever had to exchange words with a Danfo driver? Or you're one of those passengers who likes to board Aboki or Kadas? Yes, the speedy ones where you have to shout, Kada, Kada, small, small. Yo, 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 you're in the right place. It's my Danfo experience with Osebai. Don't touch that there.
My name is Ife and I just shared my Danfo experience.
Mic check, mic check, mic check. OMG, I almost got hit by that driver. No fugazi, guys. It's my Danfo experience with Osebai. Don't touch that dial. Alright, let's get into it, guys. As a core member in Lagos State, Nigeria, fresh core member at that, do you board Danfo buses?
Most times I don't.
Most times you don't. Why?
I don't know. I feel like there's this advantage. I'm not speaking for everybody.
In your opinion, myself, all right. Opinion.
Because most times when I go for my CDS, of course, once a week and everything, I actually get someone that wants like assist me with my movement and all of those things. I think the first time was the person was a Lagos official, and I was standing on the queue for BRT, and then it was like, I think he was with his wife or something. Then it was like, I should join them.
Join
and
them.
Since I'm going to Ikeja.
Were you not scared? Someone you don't know
no,
before?
No, I was actually scared. But then there was another copper.
Oh. So that gave you the...
I think she's the other daughter or something. And then the second time was a random person. Sharp. I was scared. Though, but,
you're scared, but...
Yeah. Not
babe like you. Nothing happened. Nothing do you.
Nothing happened.
It's nice. You know, in our previous episode, we discussed NYSC experiences. So I just wanted to hear your own opinion about people that wear the khaki and board Danfo buses, how it is in Lagos. You know, Lagos is a crazy place. Conductors can be so, they can be so playful, they can be so rude, disrespectful. That was why I wanted to hear your own side of being a copper and boarding public transport. But you have said that you have this way of enchanting people to, you know, to give you lift, to give you rides. Pretty privilege. That's right. That's how we roll, baby girls, right? Okay, before we go further into discussing more than for experiences, I have Ife and Olamilekan on the couch with me today. Ife, say hi. Introduce yourself, please. You don't
ask any questions.
You know what? I also don't know how to introduce myself, especially when it comes to like having interview sessions. When they say, tell us about yourself,
right.
I always go blank. Like, what do you want me to do? The composition I wrote in school was always, I'm this year's old. And they will still give me 7 over 10 for writing about myself.
So what do you want me to say that now?
Like, do you know me more than me? Now you're asking me to introduce myself and I don't know what
Please
to say.
Ask me questions.
All right, your name is Ife Love. So you're going to be giving us love today on the show, Abby.
100.
More love. All right.
Yes.
What do you do apart from being a copper, of course?
Okay, I am a copywriter.
Oh, that's so nice.
Know,
right? Baby girl deserves a flowers. So do you do it freelance or you work under an agency? Or
freelance,
how?
And I currently work with an advertising agency.
Oh, that's so good. Hey, core members in Lagos, they are flexing, you know, they are flexing big. You see them working in big, big corporate companies. It's nice. Olamilekan, I think people already even know you. They already know what you do.
Yes, no.
Abi now. Our celebrity photographer, you know. Our designer, we already know what to do. No need for you to introduce yourself. You are one of us already. I think I should just call you like our chief stakeholder passenger, because you've been here a number of times. You know, we already know it. Let's get into today's business. I can't wait to hear your downfall experience. Now, guys, see, these people, they basically texted me and said, see, this downfall experience, I want to share it. Like, it cannot go without me sharing it. They were going to send it to my DM, but I said, nah, let's just go and give it natural. Let's just deliver it. So that story that you wanted to share to me, now I want to hear it. I want to hear and let everybody hear the story.
Who's
too
going first? Me?
You, of course, you. Ladies first. Abby? Oh, yeah, nah.
So, there was this evening, I was coming back from work and from Ikeja.
All right.
Like, you know, this tall vehicles, this big downfall now.
Okay, the Molue.
Is it Molue? It's not Molue.
Or the Osho, the ones.
Those
LT, yeah, LT
tall 35. And everything.
Yes, yes, yes. They usually have like 4 to 5 seats.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And it's quite big and all.
Yes.
So I entered that bus.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I sat at the back, like at the extreme.
Wow.
So we already moved, and then it was time to pay and all that.
Okay.
I already gave the next guy beside me my own money.
Own,
you know how they collect money together and they give it to the conductor.
Yeah.
I think that was when Emefiele was saying something about people should not spend the old money, and then the court already ruled that they should spend the new money.
I don't really know
what happened, but I saw it somewhere that they asked people to start collecting the old money.
Yes.
So these guys, they already planned that by giving this conductor this old money. So they passed the money to the conductor. Conductor was sharp, powering that. He's not collecting this money, okay?
Hey, wahala.
Then the news got to the driver. That one was already powering from... Mind you, this bus already moved and we're already close to Araromi. That's quite close to...
Yeah, Nokwaja.
They were just shouting and everything. Then the guy beside me was like, he's going to break. The guy said that, oh, mommy, I was already praise God that God, I beg. God, please, I don't want to die this way. And this, he was going on high speed. And before, I didn't even know what happened. This driver turned at Araromi.
Wait, turned like
they started
back.
Distributing people's money back to them.
Like they were giving you back your...
our money. He turned back to drop us at Ikeja.
Where he picked you
from. I kid you not.
In this... Wait. Let me understand. Is it because of the old note?
Yes, because of the old note and everything. He turned like on high speed. You know, when all this kind of story is something that if someone tells you, you'll be like, Omo, it's a lie. I can't believe it. See, I was there firsthand. Like, it happened to me. This driver was just going on full speed.
Wait, what were the people on the bus saying? Everybody was screaming.
Was screaming.
I'm sure
people on the road would be wondering what was going on in the bus.
Oh my God.
Like, I was just praying that God, I beg.
Wait,
God,
so the driver didn't mind the fuel
he did
that
not
he had
mind.
Already?
He turned on high speed. He turned and was driving. He drove us to Ikeja. And... the annoying part was that you've taken us back to Ikeja. Oh yeah, stop. Let's get down.
It didn't stop.
It will stop small. It will move forward. It was
such a petty driver.
Yeah. And I was at the back. As soon as I got down, I used like 2 minutes to catch my breath.
To catch it, like you really needed it.
Because God,
what just happened?
What will I tell my mom at home?
That you bought that bus and
do you know? What crossed my mind was Omo Werewa Leko.
Everybody's mad in Lagos.
I experienced it direct.
Omo, that's so crazy.
On that bus, guy.
Wait, but he gave you your money back.
Yes, now.
Wait, no, he that's one level of madness that I think.
Everybody on the bus, he shared
the money back. Then he turned back. Trying to fathom it.
It is not a Korokwe bus, so. Like, it's a proper full. The bus was full. Passengers were on it, and then it turned.
I go like no implug, go like who they distribute?
Guy, I stood for like 2 minutes, and I was just wondering what just happened.
I'm still wondering, wondering how that can. No. Oh my, it choke.
Guy,
it choke. Said one in a million.
I started this. My mom was like, ah.
The ah cannot end because I just keep going, ah. I can't imagine that.
They don't stop waiting at their face every day.
No, this thing is crazy.
Actually really crazy. Like, it was. I don't think I can ever forget it though.
How did you get another bus? Like, you didn't have the PTSD of entering another bus. Like, what if this one? No, but like, you know, if it's me or me, I got a thing.
I had to use like a few minutes to like process what just happened, because
oh my god,
as funny as it might sound and as funny as it was, the bus could have gotten into some kind of accident.
Yes. Considering the speed
and
I can imagine the way he was on high speed like that, he would be talking, comments.
He was talking, and the conductor too was
the bus and the bus.
Passengers were just doing as the conductor was doing his, driver was doing his own.
Passengers were doing, and then you were there.
I was right in the middle of everything because the guy that caused the whole trouble was on my line. He was right on my left, and then he had this other guy and one babe like that. They were on my right, so okay. I was just there.
And you were reading Psalms.
God, please, guys.
That's such a crazy experience. Crazy.
Getting down from the bus.
So, what the guy that caused this old wahala? What did he do? Like, what did he have to say?
He don't cuss him.
So he just left like that.
I was expecting, with all the mouth was making on the bus, I was expecting him to get down and break bottle. And
you were expecting a scene like fight,
fight after. So nothing. Nothing happened though. They just went.
But you know, say you said fuck up. You said suppose go all in shit. Say uncle, no, what you have started, please, you will finish it. That's how it. Since everybody wanna be mad, let's be mad together.
My madness is not that kind because he will beat me up.
Are you scared?
I'm scared.
Maybe we are all the owners of Lagos. We go wala leko now.
No.
I can't imagine being in that scenario. I can't imagine be there. If I enter the next bus, I'll just hey Josh, are you sure you're really going to take me to my destination? And there will be drama because what's that? How would you turn? No, you like they usually make mouth that.
That's like Arami is like very close to Yanokaja.
Yes, no, it's just like maybe 2 minutes or if not less than to Yanokpaja. You've actually gotten to Yanokpaja finish, then
one man on the bus was like, just maybe this, maybe only this person that wants to give you old money, just take only
back. But he now had to carry everybody
returned. He didn't even notify us. He just
notified care, you didn't whine down for driver.
He just turned and then
I've had scenarios of when Danfo drivers would be like, if you don't pay, Mama turn back,
he didn't tell us anything. He did not make mouths.
He did not make mouths.
It was just paranoid.
Before you know it, you turn. Wow, love it. Love it, a man of his word.
Guys,
that's
crazy as fuck.
And you board Danfo buses even after this, and you're not like,
I'm like, oh.
You are like, so every day when you want to go out, like, you just pray, God, it's please.
Not, it's not even like as if.
Oh, you guys together?
I think it was recently now.
Okay.
We're coming
what
from
happened?
Ikeja.
Uh-huh.
And I think you left your change with him now.
I see. Because
he didn't drop
you left change
stop.
With
no,
conduct.
No, we forgot.
Okay, you forgot your change.
At that point, I don't think you remember. Because it just...
What really happened? What really happened?
We didn't want to go. We was just about to turn to the another side.
To another side. It just...
Because okay, like he was going to pass another route instead of dropping you at your destination.
Yes. So you were like everybody.
Everybody, Bogbero. Last bus stop, Lele. So just calm down. You don't want to hear anything. And you in the space of you've not gotten to your bus stop, you forgot your chain. Wow, wonderful. See, I think we need to organize like an award event for conductors and drivers. No, some of them sabi this work well. They have the oil on their head.
Inbuilt.
Exactly, it's inbuilt, because how can you just drop people at just any place and then nothing will happen? Like, you go scot-free.
Like, if we actually think about it,
nothing will happen. The only thing you can do is shout. Exactly. And now you they shout. Not as you they shout, they call another place.
So it's better to just get down and
just continue your journey.
Legs are working.
I've been now. Even if your legs are not working, do you know I've been on the bus before, and there's this woman that entered the bus. Like, we already going then, you know, at different stops where they stop. Then this woman entered. This woman was like legit on crutches, mm-hmm. And she was being helped on the bus. Now she was going to Maryland. I think I took that bus from Onyepan. The bus was supposed to go to Yenokwaja, but she was going to alight at Maryland. Mm-hmm. You know, after the mall, after that Maryland mall, you know, after the roundabout where those buses, I think that police station, that's where it was supposed to drop her. At least, even if you don't have fear of God in you, but because of her condition, you will drop her in a place that is suitable, that she can comfortably alight. You know, in the middle of the traffic of you going, of returning that roundabout, that was where he asked her to come down.
I don't think they actually care.
The funny thing is, it was so nice to her when she was boarding the bus, like helping her.
Yeah, the agenda is off.
It was telling driver.
But what's it on now?
Like, the thing shocked me. No, that day I was really taken aback, because I was like, it was very nice to her. It literally told the driver to wait, like she should board the bus. Eduro con joko, let her sit down before you move everything. Then when she's now supposed to need your care again.
No,
like he spoke to her really rudely. If you like, come down here. If you don't come down here, I'm not going to wait again.
For someone who's like that, if he spoke to her rudely when she was about to enter, she was not going to enter in real
sense. Of course.
So, he has strategy.
That's why I said we need to do a word for these guys. This guy sabi these things. Die. Just imagine in the middle of the road.
Actually, that's not nice.
It's not nice. Where she alighted was in the middle of the road, like, and she had to cross and cross and cross before she would get to where she's going, and she's using crutches, for God's sake.
No.
Like, how? Omo, Lagos conductors and drivers.
Lagos is a very, very crazy place to
Very crazy place.
And if you don't even have a car of your own, it's
even when you have
even,
a car of your own,
you
uncle.
Like, thinking about it, even when you do.
Even when you have a car, it's another experience on its own.
Well, that's
really... They're not about to give us headache. We are just talking about them for the laughs, you know, for the banter and all of it. That's why we are talking about them. Mm-hmm. But we refuse to have headache over Lagos drivers and conductors.
Do you even know what... There was even one that happened to me recently. This one was even about change.
Okay.
Like, why on earth will you pair me and like two others?
Two others, wow. Not even one.
To one money. And you are expecting us to go and look for change.
And now you continue your journey.
You married,
no, exactly. We're not even going to the same place and then you are like...
No consign them. You know, you don't complete an assignment. Sort to yourself. Then you now start buying unnecessary things. You start buying unnecessary. And then at the end of the day, you look at it. Why? You look, I bought it because of change. Like,
it's not for the... Lagos is not for the faint at all.
No, if you wake up in the morning when you are doing your prayers in the morning, you need to like dedicate a segment for you, for you boarding buses, when you board the bus, when you highlight, because you can just even be going on your own gently and one damn food driver will just want to sweep you off the road. So you need to dedicate a segment of your prayer that God, as I'm going today, I cover everything in your plan. But anyway, that's why we have Danfo Experience podcast, because all of this we have to document it. We need a place to document it, and you know, Seba is here to have all your stories, digest everything, you know. So thank you guys for coming to share your experience, but making sure that you shared that experience with me. Thank you very much. But before we go, let's know what you'll be up to this weekend. Anything going down? Yeah, anything going down this weekend?
I'm resting my head though. Like,
you need to,
after this week's stress, I need to like breathe a bit before Tuesday.
Exactly, before you just close your eyes and
and the weekend is usually so short. Like,
so short. Honestly, I usually say it. I need a day between Sunday and Monday.
I need a day
between Sunday and Monday. Honestly, so that Monday will not come fast.
Really crazy. But I'm just going to sleep, check, use the internet, obviously.
Of course. And be up to date on what's going on around you.
Very necessary.
In case if they've added another day to our holiday now. So we'll know. where we are going. All right, thank you. Our photographer, what are you up to this week? Are you also chilling? Or you'll be designing?
I'm resting.
Why is everybody resting? Let's go out now. Let's do something fun for the weekend. Okay, we'll discuss that behind the scenes. Okay, so guys, we've come to the end of today's episode. I hope you enjoyed today's episode as much as we did on the couch today. You know the tradition: like, subscribe, share, rate, comment, share your experiences too. That's very important so that this community can always continue to grow. And till we catch you again next time, keep having Danfo experiences. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Mic check. OMG, I almost got hit by that driver. No fugazi, guys. It's my Danfo experience with Osebai. Don't touch that dial.